warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
All my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. I am on Periscope and I'm on the face on the Instagram live. So tonight we are all talking about oral sex taste. Not even the smell, but the taste. Because I know I'm not the only one that can't stand it when a motherfucker is not clean down there and it doesn't taste good as they brag to be. Now, I did ask everybody to sound off and let me know, you know, to them, does pussy, ass, and dick have a taste? And all of you, mostly all of you, said yes. No one even marked no. However, it did seem like a couple people don't like to take part in oral sex. Or you're probably one of those greedy motherfuckers out there that, you know, likes to receive it, but they don't like to give it. Which, okay, I understand. It's cool. So let me just start off by saying this. As many of you know, I am very bisexual. I really like the pussy. I really like the dick. Now, ultimately, I really, really love eating pussy. Am I a lesbian? I don't know. I really don't know, people. At this point in time, I'm not sure if I'm a lesbian because I told my girls, I was like, ladies, am I the only one that thinks that dick, all dick, it doesn't even care. I don't even care if you have a clean dick or like a mediocre dick, a pretty dick. All dick tastes to me when I'm sucking the dick. It just reminds me of sucking on a balloon. And I'm not talking about like the tip that you blow in. I'm talking about the tip of the balloon, like as a whole. So that it tastes like latex. That's all it tastes like to me. And that's only, and that's also not just because I make my partners wear condoms. This is just me in general. I really, really, like when I think about dick, I'm like, this tastes like a balloon. I basically think I'm inhaling a balloon. And especially if they're uncircumcised, oh God, it's like two balloons in one. So I'm like, okay, I really just don't like it. Now with pussy though, man, all the pussy I've ever tasted, I've never had pussy taste the same to me. So when people are like, oh, you know, pussy just tastes like pussy, I'm like, no, I don't know what pussy tastes like. Because I've eaten pussy where it had no taste. One, it just literally tastes like a beer because we were out drinking. I've had pussy taste like chocolate. Shit you not. Pussy tastes like chocolate. I'll even taste my own vagina right now on air. I'm putting my hands down my pants. Hold on. I'm really fingering myself right now. So Instagram, don't, you know, flag me down, but I'm gonna taste myself. Ooh, I am super wet. You know what? I have no taste today. I have no fucking taste. My pussy has no taste today. If anything, like she's really like, whoever's gonna get this pussy, woo, you're in for a treat today because there is no taste. Now, someone did say to me that my pussy tastes like a strawberry milkshake. I really don't eat strawberries. I mean, strawberry milkshakes like that. I'm really not like a shake person unless if it's like my healthy smoothies. But yeah, when he said that to me, mind you, we were like 18 at the time. So he was like, yeah, it tastes like strawberry milk. I'm like, damn, strawberry milk, that's a first. Okay, I'll go with that. Then another person said, oh, it's like water. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, can I have some more? I was like, baby, you could drink it all day. Come on, this pussy ain't gonna wet itself, you know? It's not gonna lick itself. If I could, I would love to eat my own pussy one day. I literally, if it's possible, I really want to eat my pussy one day. Because people say this is some bomb pussy. I've never had somebody say you taste disgusting. Disgusting. Like no one's ever said that. And mind you, I have been eating out at like my day five of my period. And so usually as a female, when you're on your period, you're going to have like a metallic taste. Or if you're close to your period, it's going to have a metallic taste. So I was asking and really inquiring because I always like when someone goes down on me, I really take the time and I'm like, let me taste myself. I got a comment on here. Someone says, my girl Nova Mama, she said, it depends upon what you eat. And if you smoke, drink, etc., it's a huge taste difference. Men and you're not the only one, because honestly, to me, men and women do have different tastes. So again, everybody is different. So without further ado, let's get into it. Again, my pussy tastes delicious. I'll do it again. If y'all want, I'll do it again. So y'all really know what's up. Y'all hear that? My pussy is really wet. I'm gonna eat it again. I went a little bit deeper. Yeah, there's no taste. And you know, I'm the type of person that really has like her expressions all over her mouth. So as y'all can tell on Instagram and on Periscope, it tastes clearly. I'm like, that's dessert. That's fucking dessert for me. So again, today it smells and tastes like not a Zippo Hippo. So, all right. I went onto some websites because it seems like you guys are really scared. When I really ask for your attention, and that goes for everybody who's listening to the podcast on Podomatic, the Misfits Network, and SoundCloud and all that, when I put my email down, that is for y'all to like call and respond. When I say this is the number to text, that is the number to text. Now, there are some people that do talk to me on Snapchat and all that, but when I tell you to tell me what the fuck does pussy taste like, please give me some answers. So right now I'm gonna ask and call and respond. On the count of three, if you're on the live chat, tell me right now what pussy tastes to you. I'ma mark them down and I'ma go through this list that I found from lovepanky.com. So again, a lot of people, you know, talk about their cum tasting different. What do they need to do? What do they need to stop doing? So again, you are what you eat. I'm so serious. So some people have said that pussy tastes like unsweetened yogurt. That I can agree on. I noticed that when I'm heavily ovulating, it does have like a yogurty texture, not yeast infection texture. And I'll tell you the difference between if you know your partner has a yeast infection versus when she's ovulating. And ovulating, for all you people that don't understand what ovulation is, that's when she's the most fertile to get pregnant, because that's legit eggs dropping from her vagina. So when you see like that wet, like that really sticky, milky white fluid, that's not just her cum. That is her ovaries. Those are her eggs. That is the gift of life, y'all. I don't want to get a little disgusting, but it's the truth. So again, if you're into it, cool. But just know, that's when you really need to put a rubber on, because you want to know when girls get the most pregnant. It's when they're ovulating. It's usually about a week or 2 weeks before their period. So going back to the taste. When you're ovulating, healthy ovulation can taste like unsweetened yogurt. I guess you can compare it to like Greek yogurt sometimes. You know, hit the hearts, hit the likes if you agree with me and disagree. Another person says they like a mouthful of labia. It has no taste or texture to me. I really like it. But another person said that it tastes to them like an old combination of French fries and hamburger meat. I can taste the sadness of McDonald's in her pussy. Chances are, she probably did have McDonald's or she had a burger substance. When you eat, people, and you guys are so anxious to take us ladies out to dinner, and us ladies, you know, we tend to either grub or we tend to just do pickings. Be careful what you put in your body. I'll give you the perfect story. So my ex and I, we went to this place called Boiling Crab one time. And Boiling Crab has like massive seafood, just massive seafood bunched up in a bag, lots of spices, lots of butter. We decided to get really drunk that night and attempted to have sex. My ex was really not into seafood, and I kind of got her into seafood slowly, but like when we got home and we started fucking, she went down on my pussy and she was like, I can't eat it. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I can taste all the flavors of the food we just had. Like, she's like, it tastes like Cajun food. And I, lo and behold, you know, I was like, okay, let me taste it. So I fingered myself and I tasted it. And sure enough, my pussy was spicy. Like, I could still taste the spices. So again, if you're going out to dinner, be mindful of what you're going out to dinner and having. If you're having a steak, if you're having lobster, asparagus before sex, chances are that pussy, that dick, even that ass is gonna taste or smell really bad. Drink lots of water. Hydration is key, especially for all my squirters like myself out there. Hydration is the key. So if you're a person that is really like not drinking a lot of water, and you're eating a lot of like heavy in iron foods, chances are you're gonna get that metallic taste. No shit. Just because it's iron doesn't mean it. But I kid you not, you start eating foods high in iron, it's gonna have a weird metallic, almost like coins, like you're licking the back of a penny. If anybody's done that, I've done it as a kid several times. I'm not even a lie. I used to lick coins and like it. I never ate them, but I licked them. Yeah, I was a weird kid. But again, it's gonna have that weird texture, that weird taste. So if it tastes metallic, chances are they're heavy and they're iron. And we're just on the pussy. This is what people just said about the pussy. Another person said, it's sort of like when you kiss flesh to a degree. So they said when you suck on the back of your hands or you suck on your fingers, that's what it tastes like. I guess, go figure. I mean, all right, cool. I can dig it. Another person said it just tastes like a rare phenomenon. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Pussy tastes divine. That's what they said. Well, what does divine taste like to you? So again, sound off below. What does pussy or dick taste like? This is your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. If you want to text in a response, because I'm not going to take phone calls because I'm using the phone for Instagram, you can text the number 323-375-4018. And I want to know, just in one or two words, what does pussy, dick, or ass taste like? So that's 323-375-4018. So going back to it. Again, someone said salty milk and old coins. Don't want to know what that chick had in her diet, but that just, ugh. Another one said fermented aloe on a 9-volt battery. Ugh, ugh, ugh. Now I got a person that says, must be why I don't enjoy eating pussy after a woman had been drinking a lot of beer. Actually, that's definitely the reason why. So beer, as I'm drinking, and vodka, whiskey in particular, are gonna give you the most rank taste. Now, it's not like after one. I'm saying like after a heavy night of drinking, it does get a little bit too much. And also think about it. If you're having drunk sex, are you really gonna encourage your partner to take a shower before y'all do the do? Because let's be honest, we get so fucking fucked up sometimes and you're like, oh yeah, let's take a shower. No one's gonna ask that. So of course you're gonna have sweaty crotch, sweaty balls, and it's gonna probably taste salty. It's gonna taste a little BO-y. It really will. You will always remember the taste of BO. And if you don't, that's just disgusting because that means you're accustomed to your taste. That's why I really tell my people who have that like sweat fetish, that love the girls right after the gym, please don't do that. It's not healthy. Do you realize the bacteria and the germs that are covered in the gym? And then you want to eat her pussy or you want to suck your man's dick after the gym. It doesn't matter if they rubbed up against it, but if they went to the pool showers, I mean, if they went to the pool, if they sat down in the sauna or sat down in the steam room, chances are you're soaking up everybody else's booty juice and crotch and schmegma. It's just nasty. It's fucking nasty. So do yourself a favor. Do your mouth a favor. Do your body a favor. Just go take a shower. Go take a shower. Eat her out in the shower. Suck his dick in the shower. Then have some good after gym sex. Please. Do y'all a favor. Come on now. Come on now. 2017. Let's be a little bit more cleaner. Here's another one. Another guy said that pussy tastes to them like nectar, water, salt, and citrus. Hey, there you go. Different flavors. She had a cocktail pussy. I like it. All right. Now, here's where things got a little interesting about the dick. And this is where I can actually vouch. Top of the list, and this was from, some blog. I think it was Thought Catalog. Yes, it was Thought Catalog. A woman said a banana and a sliced ham. I don't know if I want to taste that, but I can actually understand what she means. I mean, ham has a really particular taste. It's fleshy, it's salty. If it's honey baked or honey glazed, it has a little honey to it. And let's face it, a banana is a banana. And I could see maybe if like she's dealt with a dick that has schmegma because it had like a little white material around it. Guys, clean your penises. So I can get that, I guess. Another one said white peppered seasoned seared ahi tuna with a spring salad and a honey mustard drizzle. Honey, that I don't even want to know how you made that comparison. Oh, sorry. The guy's name is Ben, not a woman. I don't get it. So you compared it to ahi tuna. Ugh. Ugh. Nasty. And someone said it tastes like death and a little bit of strawberry. Okay, then. Whatever death tastes like, all right. Oh, my favorite. My girl Alexis Dreamer on Reddit said, dirty clothes. It tastes like dirty clothes with a hint of what you stick someone else's finger in your mouth. Okay, let's be honest. Guys, I have a bone to pick. I get it. You put your fingers in my mouth and you want to be stimulated as if I'm sucking on your cock as you're like thrusting inside of me. But some of y'all don't wash your hands. And it makes me wonder, like the germaphobe of me, like gets out of the element that you have a really good dick fucking me. And I start thinking like, did he wash his hands? What has he touched? What the hell am I sucking off? Why is his hands so sweaty? Like, it's not cute. It's not cute at all. So do yourselves a favor, men. Stop sticking your fingers in your lady's mouths without permission and wash your hands. Cause I've seen what y'all do. Y'all scratch your balls, you scratch your nuts. I mean, I'm sorry, you scratch your balls, you scratch your ass, you pick your nose, you pick your toenails, then you like go to the kitchen, you eat some chips, you might make yourself a fucking sandwich. And have I said that he's washed his hands? Hell no. And ladies, we do it too. We've checked out our coochies on the couch when our man's not around. We pick our toes, we pick our noses too. Some of us scratch our belly buttons, especially if you got like a piercing. Come on now. Ladies are awfully quiet right now because I'm spilling all the secrets. Dig in your ears. Thank you, Dustin. That's true. We some nasty people. And if you're saying, oh my God, I never would do that, you're fucking lying. You're fucking lying. I'm gonna take a sip of this beer. So there you go. Someone says, really old and horrible cottage cheese. This is what they compared dick to. Damn. I feel the pain, girl. I feel the pain. Rotten fish and cat poop. Funny story with that. I am allergic to cats. Actually, I'm allergic to dirty pets. So when I went to this person's house, this is before I had the lair, but I went to this guy's house. He was a Tinder fuck or whatever. I walked in and immediately it just smelled like cat. Everybody knows what the smell of cat is. It's a very strong, vinegary, just dirty ass hobo smell. I walked in there and it was just like, oh, you got a cat. And he's like, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Like, are you okay with that? I'm like, I'm kind of allergic. So please tell me that at least your bedroom is not cat infested. And he's like, no, it's all good. His bedroom was atrocious. I don't remember the last time he cleaned his sheets, but he asked me to give him some head. I attempted to give him some head and it smelled like he actually fucked his cat. I'm sorry to anybody out there who's a part of PETA. But it smelled like he was fucking his cat's pussy. I swear to God. I swear to God. It smelled so bad. It smelled so bad. I have never like thrown up on dick, and trust me, if he had told me to really like force my head down and be like, give me some head, oh my God, I probably would have thrown up on his dick. But it legit just, someone just said he got some pussy before you came over. No, I think he literally fucked his cat. Because if a vagina smelled like that, it's disgusting. Or maybe he did stick his dick in the litter box. I don't fucking know. But it was just so disgusting. I wanted to die. So men, you expect us to clean our vaginas and you want to taste good pussy. I want to taste some good dick. Can I taste a penis that doesn't taste sweaty and salty? Can I taste, I have taste cock from another pussy. Like legit, I knew that this man fucked another woman and then demanded me to suck his dick. And I was like, this is not my pussy. Whose pussy is this? And he's like, oh, it's nobody. I wasn't doing shit. I was like, bullshit. You're talking to a bisexual. I eat pussy. Hell, I had pussy last night. This ain't my pussy taste on your cock. So who the fuck were you fucking before you asked me to suck your dick? So again, ladies, because that vagina, I was mad at him. I was like, oh, whoa, no, we're not having sex. You are not going down on me. That vagina tastes nasty. I was like, you are nasty that you stuck your dick in that filthy penis, that filthy pussy. Like, hell to the no. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. So again, a girl compared a guy saying that it smelled like fish and cat poop. So again, wash your balls, wash your shaft. And I'm not talking about, oh, I just smooth it out. No, I want you to rub the head, rub the foreskin if you have any, get the balls. What is up with y'all not washing the balls? And especially, I had a homegirl tell me this. They were fucking, or they were about to have a threesome. Homeboy didn't wash it, like he took shit or whatever, and didn't clean his balls properly, so his balls smelled like shit. Now, did my homegirl fuck him? No. But the girl that they were gonna have a threesome with, she sucked his dick, and I'm sure as hell, she probably smelled some booty on it. Like, that's nasty, man. Especially if you got big ass balls. If you got some big ass balls, come on now. Clean your balls. Clean the balls. Clean the balls. Ladies, men, if you want to go all natural, let me tell you something. Use wet wipes, okay? And I'll tell you why. Toilet paper gets stuck up there. You men probably don't like to use toilet paper when you pee. You just probably do the old shake and dry. That's a no-go. That's a no-go. If you know you're getting your dick sucked and you just pissed, can you please use a wet wipe, use a baby wipe, and use some water afterwards, because we don't want to taste, you know, the aloe vera baby. I don't want to have sex with a guy who smells like baby dick. But I want you to clean your penis. They have wet wipes too for adults. But again, I'd rather you smell like cucumber melon than piss on my dick. Okay? Ude de pisse. I don't want to smell that. I want to smell something fresh and clean. Something that would make me want my mouth to water. Ladies, the hair gets trapped, you know, it traps the pheromones. Same with guys. So please wipe off your pubes, okay? And do your partners a favor. If I can't see your labia, if I cannot see the base of your cock, please trim Mufasa down. Nobody wants all that. I don't want to like really, you know, go digging for shit. Now, someone said shave or wax. Shit, it's 2017. Stop shaving. I'm serious. Ladies, stop shaving. It's either wax it, laser it, or trim it down. Do not shave. Men too, stop shaving your genitals. And I'll tell you why. It makes you more receptive to STDs and STIs. Look it up. It's not new. but you guys got to stop it. I'm serious. My own gynecologist told me I have to stop shaving. So again, if you're heavily sexually active and you usually shave, trim it down, get it waxed. Guys, you can get a Brazilian as well. I'm so serious. So again, if you are an all natural, just get some proper trimming. I'm serious. Trim it down. No more shaving. Throw out your razors that you're shaving your vaginas with and your dicks with. Think about it. You're probably not even using two razors to shave your genitals. You're probably using the same razor that you're using to shave your armpits, your arms, your legs, your back, your face. And then you're gonna put that to your vagina. Do you know how many things you just did and just spread? Come on now. 2017, educate yourself. It's not that hard. So again, stop with the shaving. Go to a waxer. Go to a trimmer. So serious. So serious. All right, so now let's talk about... Actually, let's not talk about... We're going to take a quick break. All my people on the Periscope and the Instagram, you know what this means. I haven't done this in a while. So either... We're gonna play a little game for all those people. For all the people on Podomatic, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm gonna go with some do's and don'ts of what to eat. This is where you guys should get your notepads out, because I'm gonna tell y'all what to start throwing out of your kitchen right now. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on the podcast. I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. To Sapphire's Airplay. Okay, so everybody on the live feeds, they basically told me to take a shot of moonshine, so I did, and I took a hit from my heavy hitters. I gotta go get that 2.0 cartridge soon. Shout out to them. And I did chase it down with my Bud Light Lime, but it's all good. So we're back. We're talking about what does pussy taste like to you? So I want to know, if you're on the live feed, let me know, what does pussy, ass, or dick taste like to you? Now, what does ass taste like to me? I don't eat the ass. I don't eat the ass. I fingered the ass, but I really have to like your ass. But I've never tongue fucked an ass. Now, people have tasted my ass and they just said, ooh, it's delicious. They're like, ooh, I like to smother your booty cheeks. I'm like, ooh, thank you. Like, I love it. I love it. So, but I did say a dick tastes like a balloon to me. It doesn't matter how many dicks I've sucked, but they all taste like balloons. I'm sorry, men. But pussy takes it all. Pussy has a different taste for me every time. There's this one pussy, oh my God, I need like her pussy this weekend. Like, real talk, I have not had sex with this one particular girl in a really long time, and it's frustrating the fuck out of me, because like, we see each other in passing, and I'm just like, girl, when are you gonna come over again? Like, what the fuck? She's like, I know. And I'm like, well, stop playing. Let me come eat that pussy. Like, Jesus Christ. I literally can tell the girls that. I have a way with the ladies. I really have a way with the ladies. Like, I really just have to tell them, like, let me just eat your pussy. Come over to the lair. Let me eat your pussy. Like, just, it's just that easy. It's just that fucking easy, guys. I don't know who I am half the time, but that's really all it takes. I tell a girl, come over to the lair. Let me eat your pussy. Let's hang out. Let's have girl time. Yada, yada, yada. Let's catch up. Okay, let me eat your pussy. That's really how easy it is. But again, that's just me. I'm not telling everybody to just text a chick and say, let me come eat your pussy. If y'all aren't that on that tip, don't do it. Because chances are you will never see that pussy again. So, these are the do's and don'ts for the penises. So, men, please write this down. Let's see. Here we go. The do's. Please wash it daily. Okay? Especially after participating in some sweaty activity. We talked about this, y'all. So, please, soap and water. Mild soap and water. And I say mild to an extent because soap doesn't really taste good during sex. It really doesn't. It doesn't taste that good. And guys, another thing, can you ease up on the cologne on your penis? Cause like, that's just nasty. That's not helping anybody. In fact, if you're wearing Axe, throw that shit away. Like, I get it, times are hard, but you know what? You can get some Dove, you can get some Secret, you can get some like Men's Degree or something. Stop it with the Axe. You are not 12 years old anymore. That is the shit that your mama introduced you to during your like kitty days. Like, stop spraying your penis. And ladies, same thing, stop spraying your vagina. First of all, the vagina is a self-clean oven, okay? But someone just said to me, they don't eat ass until I ate the pussy for a bit and it's all wet and tastes like the pussy. That's fair enough. That's fair game. Some guys like go straight to the ass. I've had guys that are like, let me eat that ass first. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right, you just want to go straight to the booty. All right then. Spread my cheeks away. There we go. Here's another one. Someone said, shower, no lotion, stop shaving. No more shaving. No more shaving. I'm serious. Nobody shaves anymore. Trim it, wax it. That's it. And eat the booty like groceries. That's damn right. You gotta eat the booty. Okay, so trim or wax. That's it. Trim, wax, laser. No more shaving. If going, you know, if that's too much, then I'm sorry, but you got to stop with the razors. Stop with the razors. I'm serious. Go look it up. Talk to your doctors. I'm serious. Here's another thing. Now, guys, yes, I am the one that was fucking up the news on Jude's show. I am his associate producer. Nice to meet you. Anyways, back to the show. Again, please, if you start smelling something or you see some discharge, and this goes for men and women. So men, if you start smelling a certain discharge, and I'm talking about like white stuff coming out of your penis, or it's like really painful when you're coming, go to your doctor. Ladies, and I told you guys I was going to tell you this. If this is how you can, you know, see if a woman has a yeast infection. Yeast infection usually has a grayish texture and a very, very foul, potent smell. It's not fishy. It's very, you'll just know something. It's just going to go up to your nose and you're just going to be like, oh, this is just rank. And guys, same thing, white milky fluid, that's okay. But if it's like really potent white, sometimes has like a cheesy texture, that's either schmegma or it's yeast infection as well. Again, check up on the smells. If your penis is leaking shit, you might have something a little bit more. So again, watch the signs. Guys, stop being afraid to taste your own cum. I did it on the first half, I'll do it again. I'ma tell y'all, this is the same reaction. This is how I know my pussy tastes good. I'ma get it wet, hold up. Gonna do the pussy test. Gotta do the pussy test. I'ma taste my pussy for you. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but that is my pussy. A little wet, here we go. Still no taste. No taste on my pussy. 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 But it tastes good. I need to text the dick that wants to fuck me and say dessert is ready for you. That's so good. Okay, again, drink lots of water. Now, for all my coffee drinkers out there, I'm gonna tell you, I'm serious. We gotta cut back. We gotta cut back on all the caffeine, and I'll tell you why. This affects both vaginas and penises. The caffeine is not good for you. Caffeine-free tea, by the way. So if it has caffeine in it and you're like drinking a lot of sodas, a lot of diet sodas, if you're drinking a lot of like 6 to 8 coffee cups a day, cut it down, and drink lots of water in between. I'm serious. A lot of water in between can really help your diet. I'm serious. Okay. When your lady is saying, guys, that your cum doesn't taste good, really think about what you're putting into your body. If you're a smoker, and I'm not talking about weed. Now, there's a great debate that they're saying that weed and cigarettes have an effect on the genitals. I'm a pot smoker. I smoke every day. I have had nothing. I don't smoke cigarettes. So the only thing I put in my body is weed, fruits, vegetables, water, tea, coffee. I do everything, but I do it in moderation. And again, the cigarette cum is it really exists. I'm so serious. You can smell it on their hands. And an ex, she was a heavy smoker. I would smell it on her. Like, it's just not cute. It's not cute. And it's not cute on guys either. It's disgusting. So disgusting. Avoid also illegal drugs. And I'm going to tell you certain ones. Cocaine, ecstasy, PCP, heroin, and meth. I'm so serious. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Smoke some weed, fine. But if you're doing a lot of that, it's just disgusting. And I was getting to that next. Now, here's some dairy products that you need to avoid. Okay, so guys, avoid the red meats. Cut it down from the beef. Go to turkey meat. Do, you know, some chicken. But stay off of the heavy meat. I mean, the occasional burger once in a while is fine. But if you're eating burgers like every day, you're eating steak every day, it's not good. It's not good. It's a lot of iron, and a lot of iron causes that smell, causes that taste. Ugh. You know it, girl. I'm just outspoken. I can't even talk. But what up, girl? Another thing is you want to make sure that even when you're like eating fish, you don't want to have a lot of fish in your system. I'm a seafood holic, okay? I love shrimp, I love crab, I love oysters, but again, too much of that is a bad thing. So again, equal out your meats and your fishes, you're good to go. Especially with the fish, because it does have a lot of fatty acids and it has good oils for the skin and for the body and the texture. It's going to be amazing, okay? For the guys in semen with dairy, ease it down. Soy milk, fine. Even almond milk, a little bit better. But like heavy cheese, heavy milks, like buttermilk, people like obsessed with buttermilk and stuff, cut it down. I'm serious. Cut it down. Cut it down. All right. Another food to avoid for the men. Ease up on your intake of broccoli. Ease up on your intake of cabbage and cauliflower. This is especially for the guys. For the women, broccoli actually does the complete opposite. Again, you also want to stay away from the garlics. And you want to stay away from garlic and onion. Stay away from that as well. It's a little bit too much. And that's the same with the vagina. Heavy on the spices, ladies. Especially curry. Do that. Get rid of it. Ease down on the curry. Now, another thing, I love cinnamon. And cinnamon has a lot of health benefits. A spoonful, if you can try to do it, it's good for you. But cinnamon has mental benefits as well as sexual benefits. Now, this for the semen and for the ladies, for my lady jizz, it's gonna make it taste a little bit sweeter. So if you have tea, cinnamon teas are good. Natural cinnamon teas are good. Putting it in your power smoothie. So what I do every morning now, I do a ginger, I do a pineapple, apple, cinnamon, mango, Greek yogurt, and some power greens, and I put it in the blender. Sometimes I put all these fruits together, sometimes I spread it out, but I always make sure to put cinnamon in my power smoothies as well as my power greens. So good. Another thing, let's talk about the pineapples, okay? The great debate of pineapples. great debate of pineapples. While it's not scientifically proven to a point and to an extent, pineapples do help with the taste. However, we've all seen the meme where the girl has like opened up the can saying, you know, the guy's like, I can't wait to fuck you. I'm gonna be on the way. And she's drinking like the can of pineapple juice. I do have a juicer. Actually, I'm looking straight at it in my kitchen. I will show you afterwards. But yes, I have a juicer. I have a bullet. I have it all. But again, when it comes to the pineapples, it has to be fresh pineapples. I'm not talking about the cans. Stop it with the pineapple juice that you buy in the bottles. If it's not fresh pineapple, it ain't shit. And because there's artificial sugar in it. Artificial sugar will fuck up your system. This is why I also tell people, stop putting sugary products on your penis directly. Like, people are like, oh, this is how you make your penis taste good. Drizzle some chocolate, put some whipped cream on the pussy, put some whipped cream on the top of his dick. No, that's how you get yeast infections. Okay? If you're a Real Housewives of Atlanta fan, I've watched every season, and fuck you, Phaedra, you told all these women to put sugar in your pussy. Stop that. Stop that. Sugary products are not meant to be on your genitals. They are meant to be in your mouth. That's it. And even when you're doing that with oral sex, people are like, oh, I put Pop Rocks on the dick. No, don't put Pop Rocks on the dick. If you did not go to a sex store that is an authorized sex store, like The Pleasure Chest, I talk about Good Vibes, adamandeve.com. There's so many legit sex stores that will sell you products that, yes, they have the sex chocolate. They have the Pop Rocks, which I think they're just called BJ Pops. And they have these products that are meant like candy. Hustler's okay. It's okay. It's not the greatest. I really don't like the Hustler store that much. But they do have like blowjob, like packets that you can have that, you know, the woman puts in her mouth and she can orally suck you off. It does work. I've used it in the pussy too and on the dick. It's amazing. But again, these are products that are meant for the bedroom. So they're not just, you know, for consumption. They're not things that you just whip up in the kitchen and you don't know what the fuck it is. So again, you are what you eat. You are what you put on your body. Also, just keep yourself healthy. Come on. Stop with the artificial fruits. Okay, go and buy some fucking fresh produce. Trader Joe's, Ralph's, okay? Get the fresh cut fruit. Stop buying cans of fruit and saying, this is my daily intake, I'm healthy. You're not being healthy. That's just fucking dessert with a lot of sugar on it. You're not getting any nutrients, okay? Seriously. But yes, a lot of sex stores, they do have supplements to make it taste better. But there is also this other thing. It's called Lick, and it's a body spray. Oh my God, I think I have it. Hold on, let me go find it at the Lair. Hold on. Woo! Found it! This is why I love my house, because I have a lot of sex stuff around it. It's not called Lick, it's called Nothing. All right, it's called Nothing. And it literally, and you can go to nothingonme.com. It is a little vial, and they have two flavors, and they have caramel and vanilla. You can put it on your neck. You can put it on your pussy. Damn it, Jude's live. Okay, we'll have fun with you. So anyways, you got the vanilla and you got the caramel. You put it on and you can lick it off of your partner. I've done it. It's sexy. I've even worn it just because it's like a body spray, but it tastes delicious. It smells wonderful. Definitely check it out. It's called Nothing On Me. Go to nothingonme.com. It's perfect for oral sex. So for the guys who are like, you know what? I want you to taste like candy tonight. Sprinkle on some of that caramel. Oh, you know what? I love the smell of vanilla. Sprinkle that shit on there. Mix it up together. Oh my God. Wicked Sensual Care has the same thing. They have a tasting spray. Go to Wicked Sensual Care. And that's made from the people of Wicked. So definitely check it out. Ladies, yogurt, Greek yogurt, plain yogurt. It's all good for you. Drizzle a little bit of honey. Honey is amazing. Guys, get your chick to put some honey in the smoothie, in that power smoothie that I was telling you about. That shit's gonna taste so good. I'm telling you, all the things that I put in my body make my pussy taste amazing. And I've never had a complaint. I'm telling you. Ginger, sauerkraut, miso, and kimchi are also good probiotics for the pussy. So again, guys, for all my Koreans out there that be, you know, throwing it down with the kimchi, send it my way. Oh, I gotta hit up my girl Susan. She makes some good ass kimchi. Sauerkraut to all my German motherfuckers out there. Get it going with some fresh sauerkraut. It's really good. It's really, 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 really good. Eating a lot of sugar on both ends, but especially in the women, it gets you prone to yeast infections, especially if you are a diabetic or a pre-diabetic. And it also has been proven to give you some sort of vaginal bacteria that will smell really bad. It's like vagitosis of the potty. And it is good for the pussy in general, Mr. DeVoe. Check your facts. Again, when people say that if you're having a UTI, that cranberry is always the good source, it's good, but it's not 100% entirely good for the vagina, let alone for preventing UTIs. So, you know, please monitor your cranberry intake. You can take these cranberry supplements, but you can ask your doctor and they will tell you. It only does it so much. Like these suppositories that you can put in, again, you got to be careful what you're putting in your body. Stay away again from the caffeine, the alcohol, the chocolates. Chocolates, ladies, we love chocolate on our periods, but kind of ease it back. Take it down a notch. I'm sorry, it happens. Stronger smelling foods. I said about asparagus, curry, garlic. They can make the crotch smell a lot worse. Okay. Now, asparagus, it does have its healthy benefits. It does help with flattening out the belly. But again, too much will alter her smell and her taste. It really will. And you will tell. You can tell, even with the guys. again, red meats, keep it to a light, but again, dilute everything that you put in with some water and you'll be fucking fine. Don't worry, it's all good. Now here's a fun fact, and I just actually learned about this yesterday, but they said that the smell of good and plenty can actually get her juices flowing, and this is for the vagina. They said that in 1998, Dr. Alan Hirsch's smell and taste research found out in his book that the scent of good and plenty aroused the body. They said mixed it with a perfume like a cucumber and it sexually arouses the women. So guys, get some cucumber melon body spray, get some good and plenties, mix that in the aroma. There you go. Boom. The smell of licorice wets the pussy, apparently. Let me know. I'm not a good and plenty fan anymore. But let me know if it works. So again, guys, just be careful of what you put in your body, because not everyone is gonna be a health nut, but at the same time, you just want to be mindful. That's why I say, when you're going on a sex date and y'all are trying to go out to eat, be mindful of what you're eating. If you're gonna have curry, it's gonna smell like curry during sex. If you are having like barbecue or fried foods, it's gonna smell and maybe taste like a little bit of fried foods. Heavy in iron, it's gonna be heavy in iron in the bedroom and you're not gonna be happy. I want people to eat the pussy and fucking love eating the pussy. I want women to start guzzling down on some dick. Shit, I need to find a dick that I'm like in love with, so then I can be like, I just want to suck your penis all day long. Like, I'll drizzle some of this nothing on me. I'll make him have a vanilla caramel dick and I'll be good. I'll be good to go. I'll be ready to go. I swear to God, I'll be fine. I'll be good. All right, so I think it's time to take another break, and just a break from the sex stuff, and let's get into some dazed, sex, and confused news. Confused.
Dazed, sexed, confused.
Right, this is everybody's favorite segment, at least with the podcast. Y'all love the Dazed, Sexed, and Confused news. This is when I talk about some headlines of some fucked up things in the media that have to be crazy, sometimes sexual, or just damn right confusing. And let me tell you, the ones that I got tonight, this shit is crazy. as fuck. I don't know where to begin, but this one. Okay, a couple was arrested while having sex in the car with their children. Now, they weren't fucking each other. They weren't fucking their children. They were fucking each other. This couple, the man and woman, were 26 and 28. But they were having sex in their Honda Accord in a outlet mall in Gettysburg. And they decided, you know, to have sex in the parking lot while their kids were just chilling in the back seat. Just chilling. I don't know. Like, what do the kids think is going on? Mommy, why are you on top of daddy? Why is the car moving? Why is she going, ah, 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 ah? And daddy's going, ah, 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 ah. And then he's like, ooh, 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 ooh. Like, really? Y'all couldn't just, you know, take the kids, you know, to grandma and grandpa's, leave them at home, then go do your, you know, your nasty business. Like, I get it. Heat of the moment, public sex, but damn. You're gonna scar your children like that? They didn't say how old the children were, but the couple was later charged with disorderly conduct, according to the citations filed. The husband was taken into custody because he was currently on a prison work release program. Oh shit. And the kids are now in child welfare in the state of Pennsylvania. And what else? Ooh, this couple they have a long ass rap sheet. Jesus Christ. Disorderly conduct, harassment, resisting arrest, careless driving, criminal trespassing, theft. Like this couple obviously is like Bonnie and Clyde, but Jesus, come on. Y'all really couldn't wait for like till night time, nap time? Like that's just wrong. That is just wrong. Like, what are you going to explain to your kids, like, when they finally learn what sex is? They're going to remember the time that mommy and daddy got arrested in the mall for having sex in front of them. Like, how do you explain that? How the fuck do you explain that? That's disgusting. Come on, y'all. Now, here's my favorite story of the week. Pregnant woman gets beaten down over a weave. It starts with a weave. Police allege that Ayana Aisha Reed battered her sister Tahini. What? How do y'all spell this? How do you sound this out? T-Y-T-A-H-N-I. Tayani. Jesus Christ, these names. Y'all need to step it up. During a confrontation this past Sunday in Jacksonville. Of course this happened in Florida. In a detailed report, it says that Tayani told investigators that her sister demanded to return the headpiece, in which was a weave, she gave her for Christmas. When Tayani refused to return the weave, Ayana came to the victim's apartment and confronted her. Tayani again refused to give it to her because she said it was a Christmas gift. And so that's when they started fighting. And that's when one sister decided to grab the weave off the other chick's head and then just started raining punches. I really wish this was on camera. Now, mind you, this woman is just a month into her pregnancy, the woman who got beat down. Jesus Christ. They also noted that, the woman that got beat down was pregnant, and the woman who fought her appeared uninjured. She said that she was very sore and was going to the hospital to get her and her unborn baby checked out. They said the 5-year-old daughter said that Reed came to the family home and beat her mommy up. Y'all need to stop. First of all, if the weave was that much, why did you give it to your sister in the first place? Y'all siblings, you know how this shit works. I don't have siblings, but I know this. I'll be damned if one of my cousins, who's like my siblings, has some expensive shit before me. If the weave was that good to you, then you should have not given your sister the weave in the first place. But then how dare you try to beat up on a woman? How dare you, while you're pregnant, beating up on another woman? Like, over some goddamn hair. It's just a weave. What the fuck? I want to know how much the weave was, because I saw the mugshot, and I swear to God, the woman's hair, that didn't look like a $500-$600 weave. It looked like a $14.99 weave that you can go get at Sally's. Like, that shit, come on now. Beating up pregnant women because you got the wrong weave. I want my weave back. Didn't y'all learn in high school no take backs? The fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Kind of beat down. I swear. And first and second of all, you know you're pregnant. You know your hormones aren't racing. Like, the fuck? Let a bitch live. You could have just nicely said, no, I'm not returning the weave that you gave me as a gift for Christmas. The fuck is wrong with you? Then on top of that, shame on the kid for probably opening up the door saying, oh, that's Auntie Tahini. Or whatever the fuck her name was. Shake my damn head. Here's the last one. A Florida woman, again, you know I love the Florida. I love the Floridians because y'all have like, it's like, every time I've gone to Florida, I've never really seen the like ratchet people of Walmart. I've never seen a naked man running down the street. Now, what would you say if you saw a woman pelting her dirty, wet, used tampon at a police officer? Well, Takora Fields, age 28, did it this past Monday night in St. Petersburg. The officer who was investigating the fight said that Fields told the St. Petersburg cop to suck her pussy. And then she said, I'll hit you with my tampon, you bitch. I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Ooh. Hold on. Let me take a break. Let me take a pause. Let me take a drink. Oh, hell. Let me just chug this damn thing. Oh, God damn. This woman has no home training. So I'm trying to see if she was speeding or what, like what issued the fact that she threw the tampon. But yes, she said, I'll hit you with my tampon, you bitch. Suck my pussy. And then, you know, issuing the threats, Fields was then seen with both of her hands. Damn, she did a two-hand grab. Girl, what kind of... Did you have the super, super tampon? Because, you know, that shit is big. I'm not going to lie. You know, usually I can get my tampons out with one hand, but sometimes, you know, you go a little bit bigger and sometimes your pussy just doesn't want to let go. It's like the Titanic. I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Oh, freeze. I'll never let go. Like, it's a struggle being a woman. We got to plug shit up there all the time. Like, it's not sexy. But they said she reached both hands into her vagina with her pants open. And then she then was observed and seen throwing a wet paper object. And it struck the officer over the shoulder. Please, officer, please tell me the vagina at least smelt a little bit decent. And hopefully, well, they did say it was white. So, okay, maybe she didn't have like a heavy flow. Maybe it was like light or just beginning. I really want to know the state of the tampon because they said it was wet. So, I mean, was her vagina wet or was it really like legit wet? But then again, how would they know that the tampon was white? So, again, makes you wonder what kind of residue was on that shit. But apparently... she flung it at him. Ladies, I understand we get mad sometimes, but we don't need to go and fling tampons in people's faces. We wouldn't want it done to us, okay? So do unto others as what you want to be done to them. Come on now. Last one. A town was flooded with sex calls meant for a sex line. Okay, so Babe Station is a UK adult channel. And apparently, a bunch of people in the UK were calling this number on Sky TV. I actually watch Sky TV. They have some really good sexy program. Have you guys ever seen British shows? I'm telling you, it's like fucking porn. British shows, they know what's up. Skins, porn. Porn, just porn. But anyways... They said to reach one of the Babe Station girls, callers from Ireland needed to replace the first number of the number with the international dialing code. Many, however, failed to do that and instead were connected to residents of an Irish town of Westport who were aggravated and annoyed to be getting these calls in the middle of the night. Oh my God. Can you imagine? They're like, hello, welcome to Babe Station. We would love to get you off. Dial 555-99-6. That's 555-99-SEX. Don't forget the international code. So you start calling. Oh, yes, baby. I'm here wanking off my mate. I'm baiting off my mate. Oi! Who is this on the other line? What are you talking about? You're baiting your mate. Sir, it's a little bit too late to be baiting your mate. Oh, baby, I want to give you some baby batter. Let me give you some baby batter. Oh. Like, really? You guys, I worked for Vivid Radio. That's all it was, a phone sex line. So I can imagine the phone calls that were pouring into this poor Irish town. These poor people in the middle of the night, they're just trying to sleep. They're probably trying to sleep off all that Guinness. And some wanker on the other end is trying to get off. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. It's sad. I feel bad for them. But apparently they got it under control. So, congratulations, Sky TV. Y'all fucked up. This is a clear example that motherfuckers don't read anymore. Clear example that motherfuckers don't read. And I'm serious. Y'all do it to me all the time on social media, especially on my Snapchat and Instagram. I'll put information like bold face. I'll tell you the times. I'll tell you what to do. And y'all still ask me, what time does the show start? What day are you on? The fuck is fucking read. Just because I put some shit out, you see some tits, some ass and shit. Read between the lines, please. Please read in between the lines. Just like a guy clearly knew that I was on Xbox, but he asked me anyways. Is that an Xbox? Yes, bitch, it's an Xbox. You've asked me this like 24,000 times. Read in between the lines. And that's it, you guys. That's the show. We have run out of time. We talked about pussy. I want you guys to really consider what the fuck you put in your body. Because again, nobody wants to drink dirty ass cum. No one wants to taste a dick that smells like pennies and fucking dog shit. Okay? I don't want to eat a dick that tastes like, I don't know, John's shoes. Because let's face it, if you guys are on SiriusXM, I have a complete like fetish right now. I want to smell John's shoes just to see if they smell like ass. I just want to know if they smell like ass. That's all I want to know. Find some hobo shoes and let me see if it smells like ass. Y'all don't want to eat pussy that doesn't taste like candy, right? Well, men, we don't want to taste dick that tastes like dirt, cat shit, and dirty ass coochie. Guys, if you're double dipping in the pussy, come on now. Wipe the evidence off from the last chick, because I don't want to smell or taste a dirty chick's pussy. Because then I'm going to look at you funny. I'm going to be like, okay, I know my pussy's clean, but what the fuck are you doing with your dick? All right, so remember, guys, I'm Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire's Ear Play is always live Wednesday nights, 8 to about 9:30-ish on the West Coast. Sorry. And if you missed any of the show, you can watch it right now on periscope.tv/Ms. Radio Sapphire. It will be up for 24 hours. You have until tomorrow night. And you can go to the Misfits Podcast Network at themisfitsnetwork.com. You can download this episode for free because Sapphire's Ear Play is for free, y'all. Yes, free 99, free. You don't even have to sign up. You can just click on an episode that you fucking want. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on SoundCloud. You can get it on Last.fm, Google Play Music. So don't say that I didn't give you shit, okay? Like me. Add me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, that's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE on everything. Xbox, Instagram, all that shit. All right, I love you guys. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next time, good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.